Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast by Gaminol Tutors. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and today I will be covering all sorts of things that are ASVAB related. If you have an ASVAB coming up, or if you just want to prepare for any standardized test that's high stakes, this show was made for you. Let's get you the best possible score so that you can open the most doors and make the most informed decision with what to do with your future. Hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Hey everybody, Mickey Gaminol here, and we are back on the podcast. Today I am talking to you guys about something, the military benefit that really got me interested in joining the Army. So without further ado, I'm going to talk about the Student Loan Repayment Program, commonly referred to as the SLRP. The SLRP provides 15% per year that you're in good standing in your unit. And that's usually for a six-year contract. So over your 6 years, you can pay off about 90% of your loans. Now that sounds pretty good. And so for me, I had about $30,000, maybe $35,000 in debt. I figure 90% of that is gonna be a pretty significant chunk that I wouldn't have to pay back. So that definitely got me thinking about joining the military. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that this student loan repayment program is definitely not automatic. So a lot of people come in thinking, oh, okay, Army's gonna pay for my student loans. This is gonna be great. Well, I went 4 years without getting any payments on my student loans. So if you're not advocating for yourself, and this goes for all Army benefits, probably a lot of benefits in life, really. If you're not advocating for yourself, you may not get what you thought you were going to. So in my situation, what I ended up doing is putting in the request 4 years in, and I've been working a lot with the education offices here in Nevada. They've been pretty helpful, but it's not super duper convenient. It's not like a instant thing where they pay your loan right away immediately. So just keep that in mind if you're joining for that benefit. Another thing that I was considering was joining for the Officer Candidate School versus ROTC. And looking back, if I had not gone to college yet, if I didn't have my bachelor's degree, I probably would have joined the military as an ROTC cadet. So the cadets are an interesting bunch. They get paid to go to school and they can go through and commission as officers. And that's a pretty good deal because you're zero out of pocket. You're not waiting on student loans, you're not paying that back over time, and you're not left holding 10% like I am with the SLRP. So at the end of my student loan repayment program, there is gonna be some residual principal that's left over and some residual interest. Also with the student loan repayment program, I don't believe it covers interest. It looks like it's gonna cover mostly just the principal. So all that interest that's built up over the past 10 years since I've been out of school is continuing to grow. And so it looks really good. Oh, I'll get 90% of my loans paid off on paper, but that's not always the perfect situation. So just keep that in mind if you're trying to join for the student loan repayment program. I remember when I was meeting with my recruiter, shout out to Sergeant Anaya Rodriguez. I was working with her to get that student loan repayment program, and I thought it was gonna be a 4 year contract with 25% per year. Apparently that was old information, not 4 years, not 25% per year. Now 6 years at 15%, which is only 90% total that they pay. So it was definitely a big blow. There wasn't really anything I could do to change it. It's just, this is the new bonuses. You know, the recruiter wants you to join, the person signing the paperwork wants you to join, the officer swearing you in wants you to join. And there's really nothing they can do if those bonuses aren't on the table. So you can throw a fit with your recruiter, you can get upset with everybody involved, but at the end of the day, the bonuses you get are probably gonna be the bonuses you get. Now, I'm not advocating for signing paperwork blindly, but keep in mind that some of these bonuses may not be as good as you'd hoped. There's definitely gotta be an aspect of I want to join the military just to join the military in there. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, that's the long and short of the student loan repayment program. Personally, I know that the student loan freeze that's been going on for the past like 3 to 5 years is coming back or is unfreezing. So a lot of people out there are getting hit with student loan payments or are about to be hit with student loan payments that are going to take a pretty huge chunk of money out of their monthly budget. And some of you guys may be looking to the National Guard or to the reserves to alleviate some of that stress. Now, joining the military doesn't mean you don't have to pay your student loans. That's very important to note. You'd still have to make those payments, but they may become a little bit easier if the Army's paying off 15% at a time. My personal story is I should be getting about 60% of my loans, possibly just the principal, not the interest, mind you, but about 60% of my loans paid off here, hopefully in the next few months, because all the paperwork was submitted. I have a kick-ass readiness NCO who's been super helpful in getting things signed, and the education office here in Nevada has been pretty open and talkative with me. They respond when I text, they respond when I call and email. I've heard other states there are dangers of not being able to get a hold of your student loan repayment manager and those sorts of things. So just keep it in mind that you're going to have to advocate for yourself even after you swear into the military. Swearing into the military is not a guarantee that your bonus is going to come through. In fact, a lot of people who get bonuses, and then if you drop out of the military, you may end up having to pay that back. So there's a little bit of risk in joining the military for a bonus purpose. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, I think that's really all I wanted to say about the student loan repayment program. Definitely, it's kind of a long haul game. I still have 2 years left on my contract, and after I use those 2 years, I'm gonna have some student loans left over. But hopefully, it's a number that I can, pay off within a year or something and comfortably just make those payments and get that done with. In the meantime, I am getting tuition and credentialing assistance. So if you listen to one of my previous episodes, I did a whole episode about TA and CA. And so I do get $4,000 per year, as does anybody else who's in good standing with the reserves, National Guard, or active duty. So that $4,000 per year can be used for a bachelor's or a master's. It can also be used for credentialing assistance, which is what I do over on the full-time side as well. So keep that in mind. There's a lot of education benefits out there. Personally, I love the National Guard. I love the National Guard for so many reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is as a state-funded entity, a lot of times you get lifted into schools a little bit faster. So for instance, when I went to OCS, there was a big holdover situation, and this is pre-COVID. But there were a lot of people who were waiting to join the next OCS class. Everybody had to do an ACFT. And based on your OML, your order of merit list, so an order of merit list, let's break that down. Order is the order of the list. The merit is how much it's earned, right? So if you've earned the spot in OCS, then you would get in. And everybody in National Guard, all they had to do was pass. They didn't have to score super high. They didn't have to, they only had to pass. And so passing isn't that hard, at least not back then. So I was able to pass. Some National Guard folks didn't pass because they just finished basic and maybe there were some injuries and all sorts of things. But because I passed, I was front loaded into the next OCS class. Now, if I was a federal reservist or if I was active duty, my passing score may not have been enough. I may have had to get a much higher score and compete with the other reservists in active duty in order to get that slot. And so National Guard slots help you that way. Another way was when I went to Bullock, I got a rental car, and everybody who was federal and active duty had no access to rental vehicles. They had to ride the bus. And so that's like another big benefit. It's not really something you think about, but it helps. Of course, the biggest benefit that I see on my full-time side is you get free in-state tuition. So anybody who's in the National Guard, if you're going to a state college, a lot of times you don't have to use your tuition assistance, you don't have to use your credentialing assistance, you don't have to use your GI Bill. You actually just get a tuition waiver that's going to make it completely free for you to go to school. And you have to work with your readiness NCO. So as always, there's going to be, a little bit of a bureaucracy, some hoops you have to jump through, but that's a huge benefit that active duty and reservists just don't get. They get $4,000 per year, and that's it. National Guard, you can use that $4,000 per year on whatever credentials you want while going and getting your bachelor's degree at the state college completely for free. So keep that in mind. Education benefits are huge. My wife and I are pregnant now. We're about to have a daughter. And one of my big things is, maybe she should go into ROTC, maybe she should go into the military. Of course, it's going to be 18 years from now, so a lot of things remain to be seen. But if she wants to go to school, if she wants to get that bachelor's degree, I do think looking back, I wish I would have gone ROTC first rather than OCS. Now, I enjoyed OCS and I love OCS, but I think ROTC is a smarter play long term if you're trying to get your bachelor's degree. So that's just my two cents. There are some people who may completely disagree. There's a lot of people, and I'm one of them, who thinks the life experience you get by going to college and then coming back and joining the military can be really beneficial to you when it comes to things like taking command or being a platoon leader, working with other people. If you're doing that fresh out of college, you're a different person than you are if you're somebody who's kind of been out of college for a few years. So keep that in mind. But yeah, lots of education benefits out there. If you have an opinion on student loan repayment or ROTC or OCS or any of those things, I would love to interview you on my podcast. I'm going to start doing some interviews here over the next few weeks, so keep an eye out for those. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great, great day, and remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. So be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. Last thing I want to plug is my online course. I just finished it, so if you are looking for some ASVAB help, go ahead and check out gammonalltutors.com. I have a course on there that's going to cover your math, English, and science. So it's going to raise those GT scores for you. Go check that out, gammonalltutors.com. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day. Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right. And so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL. And you can do that for $53 off. Just go to gammonalltutors.com, GAMONALTUTORS.com, and you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL and let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic can be found at gammonalltutors.com and use coupon code GAMONAL for $53 off. Thanks, and can't wait to hear your story.